Thomas. Thanks for listening.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. Ooh. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Pleasant good afternoon. That's right. This is Stanya Davis. I am she and she is me. And it is 2026. Yay! So now, first of all, let me apologize for last year. Although I'm leaving all that stuff in last year, but I still have to apologize because I did go MIA for, I think, maybe like the last 2 weeks. So one part of it is that I was not feeling good. I was not feeling good at all. I got ill at the very end of the year. The first time in a very long time. Thank God. Because I rarely get ill. But I was really out of it. And then I traveled for Christmas for the first time ever. I went away. I spent it in Canada. Cold. Listen. You know we ain't ever doing that no more. Okay, maybe I may change my mind. Not quite sure. But I decided to, you know, go visit Canada and be with my daughter for Christmas. So it was amazing. It was good. It was extremely cold. I forgot about how cold, you know, it could be with my daughter telling me, trying to bribe me, talking about, oh no, we go into Chinatown, mommy, you could buy all kind of cheap things. Child, listen, I didn't give a 5 cents, but no blasted cheap things. The only thing I was thinking, I won't go home. That's the only thing I was thinking. So yeah, guys, just wanted to apologize for my absence. All right. So hopefully everyone had a great Christmas and enjoying the new year. Now, this year, we are definitely going deeper into being a better version of who you are. And also, let me just say it, growing up. That's right. We growing up in 2026. That is exactly what we're going to do. Growing up. And in growing up, we're going to dig deeper into who we are, understand our stuff, give our mommy back her stuff, our daddy back their stuff, sort through our own stuff, and be better, to change our mindset, to change our families, to transform our families, to transform ourselves. That's where we go in this year. Now, sometimes I'm going to be rough and hard. Although y'all just think I used to be rough. And what y'all don't know is I used to be so soft. I used to be so soft. Brittany, I don't be soft. Brittany trying to be a little nice. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all know how I like to complain of Brittany. Always just when I listen to song playing and then wappity wap. Brittany is behaving herself. And I believe she's only behaving herself because of the guest that I have in studio today. And don't think I see how y'all was bonding. Hey, Brittany, what your email is? Don't think I miss all that now. I'm watching this. I ain't got nothing to say. But anyhow. So today I do have a very special guest. And I was very excited about her being a part of today's show. And I'm sure all of you know who she is. Her name is Trish Hanna. And she's the host of Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna. And Your Lane Life Coaching. So she's another life coach. And as you guys know, I take life coaching very, very serious. Extremely serious. So I decided to invite her to the show for several reasons. One, I've noticed that, like, as a talk show host, believe it or not, I don't know if you like this, Trish. Mm. Like, do you get invited on other people's shows?
I do.
Oh, it's just me?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay, this done going down.
I've been on a few. I've been on Dwight's show. I've been on C.A. Nuri's show.
What?
Yes, I've been on Tony and Greg's show.
No! Wait, hold on now. Now, I really in my feelings. No, no. And Dwight, don't think I didn't notice how you didn't respond to my message that I sent you a few minutes ago. Oh, you went on Dwight's show?
Yes, I was invited.
Dwight Strawn show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey! That's all right.
Every CA Newry show.
There's a time and purpose for everything.
Boy.
That's all you have to say for that. You know?
And
Don't.
I'm messaging Cecil right now.
Right now.
Right now. I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't got nothing to say about it. But anyhow, okay, well, I decided to invite her, one, because I thought that sometimes as a talk show host, sometimes you don't always get invited, but apparently it's me. Okay. Wait. And then also I invited her because of past conversations that we had. And, you know, she seemed, I mean, extraordinary, you know, amazing. And I love amazing people. I like people who have that it factor. And I'm like, okay, she definitely has a whole lot to share. And also this is a sidebar, you know, Brittany was like, well, you know, Trish, you all have, you know, only thing Trish has come from, you know, a Christian, you know, perspective. I know how to feel about that one.
Oh, gee. Oh.
Yeah, man. I in my feelings, man. I ain't quite sure how
Let
to feel
it all
about
out.
This.
Let it all out.
Yeah,
Daniel.
Man. This is this sun going down here.
Something right.
Yeah, man. This is a bad treatment. I don't know. Anyhow. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I wanted to do it, guys, because like I said, we want to start 2026 on the right foot.
Yeah.
And so in speaking with her, we started talking about the name of her coaching practice, you know, your lane, life coaching, but staying in your own lane. And I think this is a good place to start. And it's a great place to start because when you stay in your own lane, it means that you are minding your business. When you are not in your lane, you're not minding your business. You are in other people's business. And believe it or not, you are in God's business when you are not in your own lane. Now, I don't want to talk too much because y'all know I could talk now. I go wait till the end of the show. This is all about Trish, and this is all about you. So we're going to jump in and, you know, just pretty much talk about, what is this messaging already now? Now, you know you was my number one text person. Stani, do you write dream books like Coach Trish, and are you a Christian? Oh. Maybe that's why. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I got you.
No, but see, I can't wait to talk. I can't. Mm-hmm. You just let me know
when
you're ready.
Yeah, man, go on, man. Just jump in, man. Jump in.
Hello, everyone. I am just so excited to be a part of Tell It with Stania. I'm so... Tell It to Stania. Jesus, Lord, help me today.
Or the disrespect is
Tell It. I'm so sorry.
Tell It to Stania.
I am happy to be a part of Stania's show. All right? It's a privilege. It's an honor to be a part of it because... As she stated before, we have had numerous conversations, yes. And our conversations have been quite enlightening, right? Where we were able to sharpen one another. So to come together to sharpen each other and the listening audience on her show, I think it's phenomenal. My name is Trishawn Hannah, Coach Trish. I am a talk show host on Guardian Radio on Sundays, women's talk show host. And of course, like I said, like I always say, even though it's supposed to be women, we always ensure that our men get enough information as they possibly
can. This is a male who's messaging me, by the way. Yes, exactly. It is a male.
See, I love him already.
And let me just say this too. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all know I only crack and joke about this stuff. Okay, because you know, sometimes y'all just take people serious. So let me just say for everyone, I am okay in the chair that I sit in. Let me say that because y'all just get a little crazy, right? I only messing around with y'all. Okay, hello. Okay, so yeah, we decided to have this conversation because she had a lot of good information about staying in your lane. And, you know, even when, you know, she had sent me a few points and I was like, no, but Trish, you didn't mind. What about this little piece here and this little piece here? Because she had so much good information. And let me say this too. I think we said this when we were talking too. The wise person, the wise, confident person, they know who they are. They know what they know. But they are also okay with not knowing everything.
That part.
Okay. And I think I've said this on the show a lot of times that the wise person, what they do know is that they do not know everything. And that's okay.
And that's okay.
Okay? So there's never any competition or anything like that. Everyone is wise and smart. But if you don't know something, shut up your mouth. Invite people who know this thing and let them speak. Hello.
Hello.
So,
hello.
With that said, all that rambling on, but I just did, I want to just jump right in.
Yes.
So we're talking about staying in your own lane, Trish.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Stanya, staying in your lane is your God-given assignment.
Okay.
It is the unique combination of your purpose, the people who you've been called to, your gifts and talents, and all of that. As you've stated before, your business.
Right.
So when you are in your lane, grace flows naturally. This is where you're most effective. When you know who you are and mm-hmm. what you've been called to, you're most effective in that lane.
Okay.
So that is basically where it is. You're not competing, as you've stated before. You're not comparing yourself to other people,
right.
as you've stated initially. So you know you're confident in that, and you're fulfilling your utmost purpose, which is to hear at the end of the day, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Okay, good stuff. Now, that sound really good. This is really good. But I think a lot of people struggle with like understanding their purpose,
mm-hmm.
finding their purpose. There are so many people, I mean, and I'm talking about 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, even 60-year-olds, Trish, that seldom uncover, discover like what they were meant to do,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who they were meant to be. And they die that way.
Yeah.
And this is why, by the way, guys, this show right now is very, very important. You know, we also talked about, was it Miles Monroe when he said mm-hmm. how the graveyard mm-hmm. was full with, you know.
Very rich.
Yeah. And, you know, in this day and time, we got to just do it. 2026, it's just time to just do it. To, you know, take off the mask. Start the business. Well, Trish ain't gonna like this one too much, but leave the marriage if that's what you need to do. Move on. Get out your family house. Save the money. Drop kick your kids out of the nest. Whatever it is.
Jesus.
That's right. Yeah, man. Yeah. See, that's the difference between.
I get it.
Yeah, that's
I get
the difference.
It. And I in Rome. So
yes.
Let me do what the Romans
do.
Don't
mind. Listen.
But I want to be able to say too, though. In all of that, if you don't mind, because I don't want to make it seem as if we're conflict. Okay, good.
Go on, good.
Can I be me then?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Trish, listen.
But
my sister done been on a beat and had where I want to show.
Okay,
go on,
so,
girl.
But listen, before you make those decisions, because those are very, you did some very heavy, you know, decision making, you pray about it. Because at the end of the day, you don't know who you've been called to and what your assignment is. Even though it's rough in your marriage, even though you may feel like you want to give up and this man don't make no sense, this woman don't make no sense, you pray and ask God, what about me? Let me look within. Let me see who I am. Maybe, let me see if I am the problem. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying? So these are things that you want. You don't just throw away your marriage just mm-hmm. because. All right. Sometimes God is honing you into saying, okay, there's something in there that I want to develop within you. There are some changes that I want you to deal with before, mm-hmm. you know, you make any decisions like that. I'm not saying God would say, oh, just stay in there and get abused. That's different. Mm-hmm. I'm not referring to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm referring to the fact that we're all called similar to how we are in life. Whenever we mess up, we want God to forgive us. People mess up all the time. You want to extend grace and mercy in marriages. As far as throwing your children out, listen,
mm-hmm.
so, there are some times when,
mm-hmm.
you know, as Bahamians, we mm-hmm. don't throw our children out. They'd be 20-something and still inside the house, right?
Okay, but see, here some we go, us. Though, Trish. Okay,
uh-huh.
So here's the issue.
Yes.
I mean, this isn't even going to do what we're talking about.
Go ahead.
But here's the issue. First of all, you just said it. I think we sometimes hold on too much. Several things that what you said
mm-hmm.
when you talked about consulting God. Many times, this is what people say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God told me this. God ain't tell that person a Christ thing. Okay, and let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
God, for the most part, people say that because once you say, God told me this, they already know that I end the conversation and there's no talk. there's nothing else you could, because what else now you can say
mm-hmm.
to say, right, people use that as that. People also use this, right, okay, I did consult God because it's like this is what they want.
Right.
When there's clear, it's clear that this is not the thing for you. Now, do I agree that this situation is fine-tuning you? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And this is how you know, too, that that the work is being done, too. Have you grown from it? Some people too, they leave the marriage, they leave the relationship, they go into something else, they take the whole baggage, and they do the same things again and again. As it pertains to children, there are so many people right now, and I say everyone, y'all know who I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. There's so many people right now, if they had let their children go, and when I say children, I'm not talking about primary school children, I'm not talking about high school children. That's not who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the 20-something, the 30-something, 40-something, whatever it is. If they had let the children go, the children would have probably been further ahead than where they are now. There's a whole lot of things that we are still holding on to that's holding us back. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of people that have given, 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 and the children have absolutely no respect for them. And on top of that, the children still ain't doing no better.
Well, you won't give me a chance to finish. You cut me off on that. So I was actually agreeing with you on that latter part.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you with the fact that if they're 20-something as behemoth, some of us hold on to these 20-something and 30-something, you have to let them go. You need to teach them life skills. Let them know how to pay bills on their own, how to keep their home and houses on their own. Mm-hmm. I'm agreeing with that.
Yeah, no.
I'm just referring to praying on behalf of, in regards to your marriage.
Right.
All right, that's the only thing that I'm disputing.
Right. Now I agree with that.
Yeah. Other than that, we good.
You know, I agree in terms of, and for those who may not be church-centered before deciding to throw it out, but taking a deep look. So I am not talking to people who are, this person make me mad, you know, adios, goodbye. Mm-hmm. No, listen, they know just what I'm talking about. Whoever this resonated with, that's who I'm speaking to. I am talking to the person who have tried again and again, and in the words of my daughter, they're not happy. They are unhappy. I am talking to the people who have given away themselves and they are not happy. I am talking to the people who have been abused and being abused and they know that they need to let go. I am talking to the person who has done everything that they could possibly do. And here it is, a new year. Oh, listen, you know, y'all, I always got a story here. Mm. And after this, we're going to go into the purpose. I saw this person and I love this person very dearly, who was in a relationship with someone for, I think they was engaged for about 14 years at the time. And so I saw the person recently. And when I saw the person recently, I said, hey, I got one question. You got married yet to the person? Well, no, this, that, da, 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 da. This going on now, about 30 years. I am not exaggerating, about 30 years. And you talking about, no, move on. It's time to move on. And sometimes it's just time to let things go and move on. And that's what I'm talking about. So now, this is your BFF message me now. Hold on, let me see what he got to say. Hold on.
Go ahead.
This is your BFF, yeah. Don't come try love me up now. Stan, you're loving this discussion between my two favorite coaches. How can you be sure that God didn't give a person a message? Yes, would love to hear Coach Trish's biblical response to that comment. So, how do you know, I guess they're asking, like, the difference between, like, this is really a message, or I really won't be with this person.
You were saying so many things, Tanya. It was overwhelming for me because I was like, I should have been writing this down because there's so many points that you said. Mm-hmm. And you said that that's the people who you were talking to.
Yeah.
And the people who I am talking to are the ones who want to align themselves with God's will.
Right.
God's perfect will, his divine will for their lives. Mm-hmm. The ones who want to say, God, I give this back to you. Yes, I messed up before. Mm-hmm. Yes, I may not have chosen the right person. I may have gotten married to someone who I didn't consult you with. Maybe I wasn't a Christian yet before I said I do to this individual. There's some things that I did wrong out of your will. Some red flags that took place, but I still went ahead and I did it because I was pressured, because I thought I was in love, because I was seeing those red flags and still wanted to be, you know, have the fairy tale wedding. Those people who are now in alignment with God, who wants to do his will, these are the ones who say, okay, God, what's next? What do I do? All right? And then you made a point. You said there are some people who say they hear from God and they just saying that's their judgment. Mm-hmm. That ain't us. Whatever it is that they decide to do, when they tell you that, that's on them. But for those who may have heard from God,
They would know, of course, because sometimes God speaks through dreams. Mm-hmm. That's we can share that later on. Mm-hmm. He uses confirmation. Like he uses people to prophetically speak into them. You'll be driving and you'll see a sign that says, hold on, mm-hmm. wait, be right. still. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying? You have moments where you're in the stillness and you hear his voice that says, forgive him, mm-hmm. forgive her, etc. You know, his sheep knows his voice. All right, God has a way of confirming things to people, so you would know mm-hmm. God because of the confirmations.
Okay,
there will be a peace and a stillness.
Okay, did y'all heard that? So what she's saying is that okay, sometimes God shows up. It may not be like this direct voice or
audible voice. It's not always right. audible,
but it may be in you driving down the street. Or sometimes you might turn on the TV and then you know that this thing is for you. Okay, so that's what she's saying.
He always has clarity mm-hmm. and confirmation. He will always back up. And if you are uncertain, ask him. Mm-hmm. That's what he's here for. God, can you give me a sign? Can you give... Gideon did it all. He did it. A couple other people in the Bible said, show me something. Show me something. Let me know that this is you. Ain't nothing wrong with him.
This is a thing. The thing about it, believe it or not, outside that one place, and most of my close friends... our ministers, prophets, I don't know what God be doing. What's he trying to do? Anyway, let me stay focused. Okay, so here's the thing.
Stan, so, I just want to say you're so beautiful. And what? you're literally radiating. You're like,
true?
Yes, you're glowing, honestly.
Oh,
you're glowing.
Oh, thanks.
You're beautiful.
Okay. You're trying to swing me up.
I'm not trying to swing. No, okay. I'm just because I'm looking at you as you're talking and you're smiling. Obviously, you are in your lane because you're doing
it
so well
this.
And gracefully.
And listen.
I just wanted to share that.
I mean, I got my big black book here, but I ain't even write nothing in my big black book. Okay. I just here. Anyhow.
Let's go.
So, okay. So, several things with that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an interesting story. So, mm-hmm. Lord of mercy, these people can kill me. But anyway, listen. Okay. I've seen this happen where, like, some of my clients, where they were like, okay, Stania, you know, okay, why, how come you married this person? I mean, I'm asking, you know, what was it about? Da, da, da. And this, and, you know, they're very, because I have a lot of Christians and I have non-Christians too who are clients.
Yeah.
But so she's like, you know, I prayed about it. This is what I wanted God in a man. And then I also went to my spiritual father. And so my spiritual father said that, you know, this was going to be my husband. So I'm like, okay.
Hold on. The spiritual father said that I was going to be
her husband.
Not God.
She said, well, according to her, God as well. But remember now.
God. And then it was confirmed through her
right,
father.
Right. And okay. Then keep in mind, too, now, when just how you're saying that, you know, it might be a message. So see, that's the slippery slope right there, too, mm-hmm. Trishan. Because it's like, okay. If the spiritual father, then you're assuming that it's also from God. Because how is that different, too, from you know, you turning on the radio or you turn on the TV and you mm-hmm. see and you're seeing this message that's for you. So anyway, so this person is very, very, okay, what I know about the spiritual man
mm-hmm.
is that he is spot on with many things. So let me give him his respect.
Right.
Right. Now, but however, what I realized, too, was that him saying that he sees this person as her husband, that still does not mean that, and I know that's what you were probably trying to say too, that it still doesn't mean that this was her husband. I mean, well, he saw them, just because he saw them getting married doesn't mean that this is necessarily your husband. I mean, if you get what I mean?
No, let me continue so yeah. I can catch
it. It's not, okay, this isn't this God ordained. But then too, this is slippery slope because God ordained, and you mentioned this, God ordained can also be that you have to be with this person to, yes, develop yourself.
Mm.
Now, as a single person currently, hello, hi. Mm. I know because I've been dating. But anyway, okay. Mm. So, listen, as a single person right now, in retrospect, if I want to be, like, totally honest and look back, even though I said that, you know, I want a husband, I wasn't ready.
Right.
I wasn't ready. Even though, you know, I'm like, okay, I know that God promised me this husband. I know I could get a husband, yeah. right? So now I got that from years ago. But if I want to be honest, I was not ready.
Mm-hmm.
I was not ready. I'm running away from relationships. You make me mad, I go on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being petty. I'm in my feelings. You don't respond right away. I'm upset. Da, da, da. That's not someone who's ready.
No.
Okay? So now, did I have to go through all of those experiences Well, for me, I did. Now, if I didn't listen, I didn't have to. Mm. But I only learned through this trial and error period and time. Time is such a beautiful thing where I'm growing. So now, am I upset that I had to do all that? No, because now here I am. Mm-hmm. Here I am more ready. And so even in my meditative state that I'm talking with God and I'm like, okay, God, I want a husband. And so once again, I'm hearing, yeah, you're going to get a husband, whatever. And so I was like, so just me, but hold on, how I know? How do I know I'm ready now? Because I thought that I was. And so a part of me said, well, if God sees fit to bless me with a husband, then I'm good. And if not, then I'm good. Mm. And so now in that moment, I realized too that it was, oh, now I am aligning with God. Now I'm becoming this version of Stania that can now connect with someone and not be this irrational, anxiety-filled person, this more humble. I don't like that S word, so I ain't saying that.
You mean submissive, that one?
That
sweet, juicy word? Uh-huh, go ahead. So you've still got some work to do, then, sis. Go ahead.
Moving right along, that S word. and you know what? And honestly, there are different... Well, you know what? Honestly, it don't even matter to me, in a way. Let me say that. If I connect, good. If I don't, I'm still good. One time ago, even looking at marriage, this seemed to be this great achievement. Big suck teeth. That's how I feel. Whatever. But that's a story for another day. Mm-hmm. So the point that we've been trying to make all this rabbit is that, okay, it may not, you got to seek God's guidance according to Trish. And that shows up in terms of you praying, in terms of it may come as a sign, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Anyway, let's go on, chat, because this done 1:30. I must need this 2 hours for True Dwight. I just say, let me see if Dwight messaged me back, because I don't talk bad but him, and he still ain't messaged me yet.
Can I share how to identify a lane? Because, I mean, I want to...
Yeah, really, man, that's why I say let's go there.
Let's go there. Because you stated, hey, people may not know, people don't understand where they are, what their calling is, their purposes, etc., right? You identify your lane through clarity and confirmation. That's important. And the first way or the best way of doing that, of course, is seeking the person who created you, your creator. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knows all about you. He knows your purpose. He knows your beginning and your end. He sees all things. He knows all things. He knows the very hairs that are on your head right now, Stanley. I want you to know that the moment you identify that, hey, I understand who my father is, my heavenly father is, I understand what he wants for me, his purpose is for me to prosper and be in health even as my soul prospers, etc. Because I know that he wants the best for my life and to have an expected end, I'm going to trust him in my life and in this process. So here it is that, first of all, you identify... that you need him in order for you to actually live, to grow your entire being. He is your source in every single thing, in every situation, right? Now, in practical terms, you are now seeking self-awareness. Like, what comes naturally for you? What is it that you love to do? You can tell you like to talk, right? So clearly, as you speak, for people, I had a guest that says, when I was in school, all throughout my report card says, you talk too much. He's very talkative. You know what I mean? And to this day, he's being paid to speak. Okay? Everywhere he goes, you have to pay him something if you want to hear his voice.
Right.
Okay? So knowing what you naturally do. And then another thing is, what is your burden? What is your passion? What are you passionate about? What is it that you see? Could it be in this nation? Could it be in your family? Could it be... you know, and internationally and all, what is it that you see that is heavy on you? How can you solve a problem?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? How can you solve what bothers your heart enough that you feel compelled to help or to solve? Another thing is looking at your fruit and the results of it. Like, where do you see consistent impact? Where do you see growth? Where do you see transformation when you show up?
Okay.
So when Stania comes in the room, what is it? How can she impact somebody else, even by just her presence?
Okay. So let's go back. All right. So you said the first step for you is to identify God as the head.
Yes.
Right?
Creator.
Okay. And then it now looks at, like, what comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, one of the things that people may not realize is that, like, the natural stuff, like, they think, because you're, like, in it, you don't think that this is a gift. If you understand what I mean. Mm-hmm. I think that may be some of the issues. So, for example, you said that, okay, I like talking.
Mm-hmm.
That, boy, I really don't, to tell you the truth.
Well, you can't. Ain't nobody can see that.
Hey!
I don't know what to say about that.
But
because even in our conversations.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this. My daughter likes to say, hi, Malia. This is my daughter. She always says, I said, I'm an introvert. And my daughters be like,
you better stop.
Mommy,
don't please. Do it.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I do like to talk, but I like to listen too.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, but even with that, that wouldn't come across as a gift when you're thinking about, purpose. So what I need people to understand is that, like, that may seem something small, but it's big. So I think one of the issues, like, I know it's big for me, but what I'm saying is that most people, like, they downgrade, like, this thing that they can do good. They just think that, okay, well, I'm good at that. That's just a little thing. But they don't realize that this is the gravy train. Like, this is God's goodie bag for success. Like, I think, you get what I mean? Like, they don't get that, okay, my sister likes to say, when a sister says, oh, she's the peacemaker in the family. So, okay, she can be... okay, maybe she can be an intervention person, someone who you go to resolve issues, that this is a gift.
Yeah.
Or not even if this is in her profession, guys, it is what is going to contribute to you being the successful person. So meaning that, okay, she's good at resolving stuff. So maybe if she worked at a store, there may be customers that she can resolve issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think, like, do you think that people really get, like, that these little things are the big things? Do you think that
as you stated, I don't think that people, I think they trivialize what is already in them. And the good thing about it is the things that are already in them has the possible or potential to become disposable income. They can literally help you in your finances.
Right.
And I gave you a good example of it. Even when Moses was trying to make excuses of reasons why he should not go to talk to Pharaoh or tell Pharaoh things, because he said, I'm a man of little speech, I stammer and all these different things. He's making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And God was like, what do you have in your hands? I mean, as natural as a little rod, as a stick.
Right.
Use that. Mm-hmm. Whatever you have in your hands, use it. And to be honest with you, those little things can open doors for so many other things. Your gifts will make room for you. It will literally put you in position, should you cultivate it, to have increase in whatever it is that you may be, the lack thereof of finances or whatever lack finances you may not have or have, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, you are good at putting on makeup. You love to do makeup. You go on YouTube because, YouTube is college.
University.
Right?
Yeah.
So you go on YouTube and you learn, and then you practice on your sister, you practice on your cousin, you practice on a neighbor. Next thing you know, you charging $80 just to do a natural.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
$95 just to do this and do that, whatever. You good at hair.
Mm-hmm.
You plait hair all the time. You braid hair all the time. Go charge $100 to get for you to do somebody's hair.
Like, I saw...
It comes naturally. Whatever comes naturally to you.
Mm-hmm.
You are a voice,
mm-hmm.
right? You, someone who likes to speak. Let's go back to that because I don't know why I want to go here. But someone who just likes to speak. You can make a difference in the lives of those who may be too shy to open up and say something. Your one voice can make a difference. It took one person to help to bring about I wouldn't go there. But all it takes is one person. All it takes is someone to sow the seed, someone else to water it, and for God to give the increase. One person can make a difference. One.
Yeah. I think even, talking about Moses with the speech impediment or the stuttering, him showing up alone, that in itself is, okay, showing how good God is. That, hey, you could still go out there. You may not be 100%. You may not, but you are actually here motivating other people to still show up in spite of.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And sometimes some people are literally just waiting. Some people just waiting for you. Some people are just, I remember I was doing a beach session with about six persons. Mm-hmm. And so it started to rain. So I left them out there and they had to do some things out there. So anyway, I came back because it started to rain. And so I'm like, hey, so I saw one person. They started to come towards the car and then they looked around and then they went back and they waved to me to, you know, that I could leave them. Mm-hmm. So when we came back in, so I was like, well, what happened? Because I came and then you looked like you were coming and you turned around. They said, but when I turned around, I saw, let's say, Peter. I saw Peter, and Peter was still completing the activity in the rain. And so I was like, well, if Peter could still complete this activity in the rain,
I could do it too.
I can do it too.
Exactly.
So there are people who just kind of waiting on you, whether or not you may think that you don't have everything together, but you have enough to just go out there.
Let me tell you something. People are waiting on you, as like what you said, but not only that, you'd be surprised on the many lives that you can impact by just being obedient to what you've been called to do. By just opening up your voice, just to acknowledge someone, just to uplift, empower someone. You could make a phone call, you know what I mean? Just to say, hey, you on my mind. I just want to say X, Y, Z. Why am I going back to this? Your voice. We have social media outlets, all these various streams where if something is bothering you in this country or something is bothering you when it comes to anything, okay, share it. We have TikTok, share it. You have YouTube. We have Facebook. We have so many different platforms that your voice can make a difference. You don't have to be on a pulpit. You don't have to be on a radio show where you have to actually spend money and find sponsors to share what is on your heart.
Right.
Okay, this is what I wanted to say. So your gifts and your talents will make room for you. People will pay you. People will be paying you just to be an influencer, to try to push their business.
Mm-hmm. Okay? This was maybe like a year or two ago. I saw someone started this business with loosen out your hair.
And yes, I saw that. Yes.
Yeah, and I was like, what's this now?
That person found a problem that other people have, and then they also found the solution to deal with that. Yes.
And then I saw several people offer that same service.
And gift wrapping.
Yeah. And then too, I saw in one of the online groups where someone was like, hey, who offers this? I got to loose this hair out and blah, blah, blah. And so, and I'm mentioning that because that may seem like, okay, 10 years ago, that was definitely not a business.
Right.
But then there was a need because, okay, you want to lose your hair. You can't see in the back here, or you just don't want
it. Into that.
The
hair too thin. Exactly. So all of these are the talents and the gifts, and you'd be surprised. Now, see, the gifts are but the gifts are what edifies the kingdom of God. It brings, you know, it brings that person or that individual into knowing that, hey, it was God who actually gave you this particular gift or talent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it draws you to God. So using that, and I say this because sometimes we feel as if just because we're using this gift and we don't get the money that we're not getting awarded for it or rewarded for it, our gifts and our rewards will come from God, and the rewards and the gifts comes from God. Mm-hmm. So you may say, all right, I'm not getting no money from this. I'm not getting anything from this. But the mere fact that you helping somebody else, you empowering somebody else, your reward is from the kingdom of God. And he's going to reward you openly. He promised that. He promised to reward you openly. So you may be thinking that it's not tangible income, but you will be rewarded openly.
Okay. Okay. All right. So there was another point that you had that you mentioned when you talked about, and I'm just going through this, guys, so that y'all can get a good understanding for what Trishawn is saying, because sometimes people don't get it. Mm-hmm. People don't get that, you know, like what it looks like in real time.
Right.
And that's it. Brittany, you have a message. Yeah. So let's go to the next point where you talked about and remember now we're identifying your purpose. Mm-hmm. So what you're passionate about or the burden that's placed in your soul. So now what do you mean when you say the burden? And like I said, I'm asking these questions because sometimes, like, you know, we might think people understand, you know, but we want them to really get it. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so what does it mean to find your purpose through, like, what burdens you?
That's fine. I love that. It means what is it that is heavy on your heart that you want to resolve? What is it? For instance, I give you an example. You're tired of crime, man. You're tired of the crime that goes on in the country. You're tired of the... I don't know if I should say this.
People are getting arrested.
The judicial system. Mm-hmm. You're tired of the way that things are operating in our country. Mm-hmm. Do something about it. Mm-hmm. If you got to study law, go study law. If you got to be that one vessel to go into police training, go into police training. Mm-hmm. If you want, you know what I mean? There's various things that we can do to change our country. And you don't have to always just stay back and just complain about everything. What are you doing about it? How can one person change just by showing up? So whatever it is that's happening, you have some people who desire to help people. They want to nurture people. They want to ensure that the person is doing well and they're in perfect health, etc. Go be a nurse. Go be a doctor.
I'm going to use this word. Light workers. We're talking about, okay, this is a group of people now who wants to make of the world a better place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like the other day, someone I was speaking to, they were talking about anger. So I say, sometimes anger is good. So they looked at me and they was like, what you talking about? You always run off with something crazy. So I said, yeah. I said, now, anger is, you know, no, I ain't talking about rage.
Right.
Anger. I said, because anger moves you into action. And I'm talking about the positive.
Yeah.
So now we're talking about those people who have a burning desire
for change,
to help people, mm-hmm. and help the community, mm-hmm. but help the world. So, I mean, so I guess the burden would be like, you know, like, I really don't like this is an unfair treatment.
Right.
You know, so, and people, y'all know who we're talking to. So that the people who have that thing in their heart, in their soul, my daddy calling me right mm-hmm. now.
What can I do about it?
Yes.
How can I help this individual? How can I make a change?
Good example. Okay, Candy Gibson.
Yeah, excellent example.
Candy would have, and Candy's starting a show tomorrow. You'll mm-hmm. see the flyer on my page. Mm-hmm. But Candy, of course, would have started Form because of what happened with her brothers. Mm-hmm. She was sad, but she was also angry mm-hmm. about the crime. Angry about no assistance, about the community not coming together. Mm-hmm. And then she went full throttle. So that is another version, guys,
Absolutely.
Of purpose, or another section of people who mm-hmm. have that desire.
Mm-hmm. You could be an activist.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Or even start a community something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I spoke with a gentleman yesterday who was sharing with me that he wanted to start something for primary school kids. Right? So I ain't giving away because he hasn't launched yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, and so now he went into action because he saw something happening. So, okay, guys, that one is, okay, how to solve a problem. And then now you also mentioned looking at fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you mean by that?
What is the outcome
okay.
after you've already done something?
Mm-hmm.
How did okay. that change somebody else's life after it was already done? Mm-hmm. Your one encouragement may have impacted somebody else to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So what is it that when you actually see that you've done something, what is the impact? That's the word I want to use.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit equals impact. How did it impact another individual?
Okay, so how did it help them grow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you, like, how, because I know you're a coach as well, how does that transform, like, with some of the clients? Like, what's the result that you see?
Well, it depends, mm-hmm. because if they're coming to me with life, mm-hmm. issues, then when they come back for accountability purposes, mm-hmm. then you ask, okay, so what was your takeaway from it, and how did the last session that we have
mm-hmm.
Change since the last time we spoke? What have you done differently? What did you see? Where were there changes in mm-hmm. what it is that you came to me for? That's the whole purpose. When mm-hmm. you come into a coach, you want to move from where you are to where you want to become, or what mm-hmm. you want to do. So were you closer to your goal since mm-hmm. the last time we had a conversation? Now, when it comes to marriages, mm-hmm. okay, it's the same thing. Okay, this is the issue that you have. Everything is not going to happen overnight, clearly. Mm-hmm. But have you seen changes in your growth? Because I don't necessarily focus on when a person comes to me in a single way, mm-hmm. or if they're coming as a couple, you know, I work on them individually because I don't want you to be pointing fingers at the next person because I want you to be responsible for yourself. You take accountability for yourself. So how have you changed? How has your mind shifted? How has your mind, has it been programmed to say, let me focus on?
Okay. So,
me.
So how does the growth like look? Like I know, I think I did share this with you and I said, like, I don't, believe it or not, I don't really like doing the one-on-ones because it's a lot of time, it's a lot of energy, blah, blah, blah. But then when I see that, okay, this is what resulted from the experience where I'm watching my clients now, like I shared with you, they get married. You know, a lot of times they come to me and they're like, okay, this, you know, I'm trying to navigate an unhealthy relationship. And so now the fruit is now that they become married and they get married to great people, great women, great men. Mm-hmm. Or I watch them now transform into getting their own business or, you know, or really living that life on
their
terms.
Leaps and bounds, yeah, okay. Yeah. I want to start, I want to write a book. I just don't know how to X, Y, Z. Okay, you start from something. Just you open up the laptop or your notebook and you just start writing. The purpose is you have to start. Once you get over that hurdle of starting, mm-hmm. then it can go from there. Okay. So at the end of the day, how many chapters have you written since the last time we had our conversation?
Okay.
All right. Did you go to Ministry of Labor and all these other places, the Ministry of whoever you need to ensure that you get your the certificate and all these other things so that you could start your business?
Okay.
All right. Your business license. What have you done? Did you go online to look at the very manufacturing companies, the people who you need to get your resources or your products from? Okay, if you have services, how have you been practicing or enhancing your services so that when you go out there, you're able to do it efficiently and effectively?
Okay.
So that's fruit. Mm-hmm. After you've already come back and this is what I've done, this is how I've grown, that's fruit.
Okay, so the fruit is... like I said, and I like to ask these sort of questions because I want everybody to get it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the fruit has been is what blossomed after you
the
stepped
end
in.
Result, the impact.
Okay. So yeah. So for some people, it may be that let's say you're good at baking, but you know you're only baking for friends and family, but you notice that this cake, they really like this cake or this birthday. Listen. You know, I have a friend who the neighbor always gives them cake or cupcakes on Sundays.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, child neighbor, I love you because I am front and center. I can eat that chocolate coffee. He got one chocolate coffee cake. But he could definitely like really take that to the next level, even though he's just sharing it with the people.
I know a
him.
Lot of people who started from little to nothing, just doing things on Sunday, similar to what you're saying. I know someone who two people. Janet is one who works there. Both of them have their individual jobs.
Yeah, Janet's
doing a little something on the side. And they, and another person, Raquel, they do their little things. They work full time, but then on the weekends after work and stuff, they bake. And they, listen here, when you call them, don't call them around Christmas because they done out.
They busy.
Okay, they busy. And they're making all kind of money.
And Jan herself could, now Jan's daughter right there, them little cupcakes, be cupcaking.
Yeah.
But Jan, believe it or not, is a phenomenal cook.
Yeah, she
is. I don't know if you ever had a food.
Of course.
The whole family could cook.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because they from Andres.
You from your family from
Andres? No, my family not. But when I first tasted her food, I said, miss you from Andres. It's my first year, first month. In the Nassau Garden, I said, Mom, you from Andres? She said,
down.
Yeah, my family. I said, I know.
Yeah, and but all anyway, them. All them, but that food is good.
And I want to, can we now go? If it's up to you. Look at me. I want to control your show. No, I want to talk about why it's important to stay in your lane. Because we want to stay focused, right?
Well, actually, I would like for you to share. You remember when you were talking about the dreams and how when people have dreams.
Let me talk about dreams. Okay.
That it sometimes gets taken away from them. I think that was a very interesting.
Not how we get over there. Okay.
Yeah, because all right, people I need to understand that.
Okay.
They don't get that. So that was a good one.
Okay, good. I don't mind sharing that. So actually, I can mix it in, intertwine that with staying in your lane. A good example of that is, let me share what I shared with you over the phone. Okay, so God knows our purpose and our plans and everything that he has for our lives before we were formed in our mother's womb, right? The enemy also knows that we've been called and chosen and what our gifts and talents are, believe it or not. And you can find that from scripture straight from the beginning in the New Testament with Herod trying to take Moses away. It's a good example. Trying to kill all the newborn boys because, you know, somehow he felt as if someone else was trying to take his throne. Then you get with Jesus, you know, the Herod trying to take, you know, once again, trying to kill all the newborn babes because he was threatened because someone's going to take the throne. So it's like the enemy sees your star. Okay. He sees your star. He sees your purpose. He knows that there's something about this particular individual, like trying to steal it so that it don't, you know what I mean? That person doesn't have an impact on the remainder of people who live on this earth. Right? Because I'm trying to get everyone for me and my kingdom. Okay? So here it is that you are developing, you're growing, you are feeling things out as you go through your lane, and you discover that a good example is you like to talk. Me. You like to talk, but then as you are dreaming, because he's cunning, all right? He finds a way to try to steal and do things. Yes, he can do things naturally, but he loves to do things in the spiritual realm because he feels as if he won't be identified in the spiritual realm. So while we are dreaming, everything about in your dreams is spiritual. He comes in and he snatches, okay, purpose and destiny while in your dreams. So he brings in things as well. So he can bring in the spirit of fear that caused you to be stagnant because you don't want to go ahead and fulfill what it is that God has for you.
Right.
He finds ways. He steals, kills, and destroys. So he finds ways to cause you to digress or to be what's the word I want to use? I can't remember that word, but he wants to stop you.
Right.
In everything and in order for you to be discouraged so you don't move forward in the lane and the purpose and the plans that God has for you. How does he do that? He instills food in your dreams to cause you to eat. Mm-hmm. All right. So when you're eating, of course, that's a form of a curse being brought over your life in itself. All right. So that eating causes you to, whatever it is that he plans in, it can be generational curses.
So you're saying that, okay, literally when you're dreaming, that these things can happen and then it manifests
in the natural. Yes, ma'am. Everything that takes place in the spiritual realm, everything that happens naturally takes place in the spiritual realm first. Okay. Everything. So his way of causing us to eat, or his way of causing us to hug our dead relatives, or his way of causing us to shake a hand, or to sign something in our dreams is covenant.
So, okay, did this happen to you before?
Of course it did. Oh, it happened to me numerous occasions. It happened to me as I was always a dreamer from the time I knew myself. I used to dream. And somehow when I was in my teenage years, I love journaling. So as I'm journaling about, what cute crush I have in seventh grade, eighth grade, I'm also journaling the dream that I had the night before. Okay. So here it is that I'm just journaling. It doesn't matter what it is. And I'm going through it. And as I became an adult, I still had my journals. And I had, from the time I can recall all the dreams about fear to the point of my revelation, is just being fearful about everything. These nightmares happening, the faces of people coming in my dreams, etc. And I agreed to the spirit of fear that had me, whenever there were doors that were opened for me, I shut it down and make excuses because I was fearful. Okay. I didn't want to do it. Don't call me to do nothing in church. Don't ask me to read no scripture. Don't ask me to moderate. Don't ask me to come on your show because I ain't coming because I'm scared. I'm scared of the faces of the people, what people would think. I'm scared of the fact that I don't sound like another person, etc. Another thing is I would have these dreams when I was younger where every time I spoke up about something, I would have to take sand. I'm taking sand, literally, taking
so this in
sand
the dream.
In my dream, mm-hmm. out of my mouth. And this didn't just happen once. If it's not sand, it would be like gum that I'm pulling. And a good scenario I can give is like when you see a clown and they have like these handkerchiefs. Okay. And so every time mm-hmm. I try to speak, I have to keep on pulling the gum or thread out of my mouth. There's always something that was causing me not to speak. And then I now identify and I know that, hey, that's the enemy trying to muzzle me mm-hmm. so that I don't go forth and declare what it is that God has for the people of God.
So, okay, how does someone, because that's a big one. I think like fear is definitely something that it overpowers mm-hmm. you. It keeps you in this little...
Bondage. That's the word. Thank you, Jesus. Because remember I tell you, couldn't find the word.
Yeah.
That's the word.
So, okay. And of course, we are talking about staying in your own lane mm-hmm. so that you can live a life of purpose, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So how did you overcome it? And how can people, because I know that there are people right now who... Okay, maybe they have the same calling that we do, or mm-hmm. even if it's not the same calling, they have a calling.
A calling. Everyone has a calling.
But they're afraid to take that, you know, to just put the, you know, dip your little toe mm-hmm. inside the water. Mm-hmm. They're very afraid. Mm-hmm. So how did you... Now, we're going to take actually a commercial break and mm-hmm. come back, because I noticed we ain't taking no commercial breaks. Gee. But when we come back, I would like for you to share, like, how did you overcome that? And, of course, how can other people... overcome that, because I think that's a huge thing
yeah.
that holds people back and, like you said, keep them in bondage
yeah.
from living a life of purpose.
Yeah.
So, Brittany, after take break. Us to commercial break.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We are back. Are we ready talking about Hannah Hasty Times?
These Auckland people, sure. I married into that.
Well, you know, my family is Hannah Hasty Times too.
For sure?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you use one of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My family from Crooked Island.
For true. Mm-hmm. Now, honestly, I visited in my days of Ministry of Education.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to Auckland and then, of course, Crooked Island. I preferred Crooked Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very nice.
I never went to any of those.
Really? No. It's beautiful. Like yeah. the scenery. And it's weird because they're so close together.
Yeah.
But the landscape is different. The people are different.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Mm.
But anyhow, we're getting back into
purpose.
We're staying in our lane.
Okay.
So, yeah. So you had shared that sometimes, that we all have a purpose.
Yeah.
And sometimes You know, the enemy will come and distract us mm-hmm. from the purpose mm-hmm. or instill fear. Mm-hmm. So we left off talking about how you were able to overcome that and how persons can also overcome, you know, fear, because fear is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. It really stops us from being the person we were created to be, doing the things we were supposed to do. So how were you able to still move forward in spite of?
I identified the patterns, believe it or not. I was graced okay. enough to identify the patterns.
And guys, y'all should be making notes. I know I'm taking notes. Y'all should be taking notes.
And I'm wondering why everyone else is excelling. I'm not saying I was comparing, because I really wasn't. But
you were observing.
I was observing yeah. that everyone else was excelling. Why is it that I did not? Why is it that I always started things and didn't complete it? Mm-hmm. Why is it that every time that I had the open doors, because I'm praying for open doors, I shut them down myself because of fear?
Okay.
Why is it that I'm, and you have to self-reflect, first right. of all, because it has to be something. You can't come complaining and don't know what you're complaining about.
Right.
Where's the patterns and all mm-hmm. of this? What is going on? Where are the cycles? All right. What are they? Identify those. And then I went back to my creator. I went back to my creator and I explained to him, hey, this is what's happening. Not like he didn't know, but, you know, sometimes, all the time, he wants to hear from us. He wants us to lay our burdens and cast our cares upon us. And when we ask him for something, of course, he will grant it to us, our revelations and insight and wisdom. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who will give it to us, he will give it to us freely and without reproach. And so I asked for wisdom. And in that came knowledge as well. So there are other people that I've been listening to, certain pastors and certain people who I follow. Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing from Freeport is one of them, who would share things about what fear looks like, how it's identified, what to do to overcome it. So it wasn't just me just haphazardly waking up and say, oh my God, I overcame it. No, it came with knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. It is through knowledge that the just be delivered. So it came, I went and I asked God, and he granted me the knowledge. In that knowledge came, this is the spirit that's operating through me, that is causing me to be in bondage because it doesn't want me to move forward. So how do I deal with it? How do I deal with it? I pray. I renounce and denounce whatever covenant I made with the spirit of fear. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I pull it down. I don't want to be affiliated with you. I don't want you to be affiliated with me because I have a purpose. I have to stay in my lane. I want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I have lives to impact for the kingdom of God. So I want to be set free.
Okay.
So I opened my mouth and I declared that. I'm going to be set free. I'm going to walk into my purpose. I will no longer allow fear to stagnate me.
Okay. Okay. I write my little notes.
Mm-hmm. And then you move on it. No, man, I got to continue this. You got to move in it because you could declare all you want, because faith without works is dead.
Okay.
D-E-A-D with three T's after that.
Okay.
Okay. So you got to do something. You know, like when you said, okay, what about the person who's on the preface? What is this? They on the piece of the mountain that they need to just fall over mm-hmm. and don't know what to do. Go fall. Free fall. And okay. if you mess up, so what? You know what's going to happen if you mess up, or if you claim, quote-unquote, fail? You learn from it, and then you start all over again.
Okay. Okay, that was very... Okay, that was good. That was very powerful. So now I can break it down. Let me break it down. I'm going to break it down for y'all, mm-hmm. okay? Or at least pull out what I heard. In layman's terms.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, layman. You know, yeah. Layman. Layman.
Uh-huh, layman.
Layman, that's right.
Go ahead.
And once again, I'm doing this, guys, because like a lot of times when, you know, we talk to people, you know, we talk to Christians, and, you know, they would say, oh, pray about it.
Mm-mm.
And or do let God. And sometimes we don't know, like, what it means or what it looks like. So there were several things that I heard Coach Trish say,
mm-hmm.
okay? One of the things that she said was that, okay, she reflected. She was observing. First of all, she identified that something was not right.
Self-reflection. Okay?
And I don't think that we own that. We don't say that. So, you know, so for her, she paused and was like, wait, hold on now. What's going on around here? And now she was not, because you could compare in a positive way. So she's looking around and she's like, wait, hold on now. This this person is being successful.
Okay, you're saying right.
Yeah. This person is having all this, you know, all this stuff. But then here I am. And I'm assuming that inside of her, she knew that there's something different and something great inside. And I'm speaking to that person right now, too, that you know that there's something great and something good inside of you. You've seen people doing exactly what you wanted to do. And you know within yourself that you could run 10,000 circles around them. Okay?
Man, I like how that one sounds.
I'm tough
ain't luck. Like you trying to run circles around
Trish.
Them. You no, because see, Trish. that would then be
Trish.
That would I just say that you know that there Trish are some people.
Anna.
Okay, this is your show. Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Right.
I'll submit.
Thanks.
Yes.
Now, what I'm saying is, see, because you, Trishon, listen, we be saying the same thing, but this is Trish. Hey, come be little teddy. Listen, I ain't got time for that. And you know why I ain't got time for that? Because plenty people, the only way they could get it is if I just...
You know, when you started to now hurt my husband's voice, you had to talk in the language where people could understand
you. Yeah,
man. That's what he's telling me.
That's a Hannah.
That's what he's telling me. I said, baby, don't talk to them.
No.
You got to talk to them in the language they could understand.
Let me tell you something, Trish. I remember there was one of my friends. I going back to these points where she said, because mm-hmm. I want y'all to get it. Mm-hmm. There was one of my friends who worked for a political party, right? So he worked at the office, in the constituency office.
Mm-hmm.
So here he come dressed up in his three-piece coat suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so these guys, they sitting on the wall, smoking, doing one big bunch of being loud, cursing. So he would come in his three-piece suit, well-educated. Hey, guys, could you please, you don't mind if you not sit on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Very respectful. They used to be like... Man, listen, they used to curse him right out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now my friend said, you know, something, I'm tired of this. So here he comes. He came in and he said, listen, move y'all.
Oh, blank, 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 blank.
Right, and guess what? This one. Boy, passes. K-O-5, boy, passes. Listen, people don't learn when you come with this little.
Uh-huh.
Man, listen. The bottom line is sometimes you, this the truth. The truth is. Sometimes you're better than somebody who doing this thing. You think Beyonce is famous and she's doing amazing, but you think she got the best voice? No,
she doesn't. My thing is, just know that there's gravy for everyone out there. You have
yes.
a specific set of people specifically for you. All right. There's room enough for all of us. There's money out there. You and I can be doing the same thing. But what makes a difference between me and you? It ain't that we could have the same talent, but my customer service may be different. The way that I smile is different. My aura
yes.
is different. The way that we connect is different. Yes, we both do hair. We both do nails. But something about your presence that I like,
listen,
that is different from yours. And it ain't like we run in circles around that person.
You,
it's just that we are called to a
is.
Group of people.
Trishon,
specifically
just like
for us.
As the person mentioned that you have books, right? I haven't written a book yet. You, Trish is probably making good money, and she is, and I'm putting it on her. She's making good money. Her talent in coaching, and some people may never be to coach one person. She maybe coach people through her books.
Mm.
But I coach people. People come and I have clients. And I do that stuff. Then there's some people who coach through motivational speaking.
Yeah.
So everyone is now doing their part. What I'm saying, and listen, and I ain't taking it back. There are people out there that you look at them and you know that only the favor of God got them successful. I'm sorry, but only the favor, that's why they say favor ain't fair.
Mm-hmm.
Only the favor of God got them making money in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know your cake tastes better than this other person cake.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
just
I'm
do
talking
it,
to
man.
You. Go ahead and
do it.
So several
yeah.
things Trish said.
Mm-hmm.
She said that, right, first of all, you have to recognize something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one of the things she said. So she's observing. She also mentioned, too, she owned her stuff. She said that, hey, hold on now. Well, I have these things coming my way, but then I didn't do this. She owned it. So she knew that, hey, God actually been showing up because God has given me these opportunities, but it's me that's not doing the work that
a drug addict will never recover unless he identifies that he's
yes.
an addict. Or
so,
anyone that has an issue will never overcome an issue unless they identify and admit that they do
this
have
is
an
the problem.
Issue. Mm-hmm.
The other thing she mentioned, guys, was that okay, she decided she was seeking knowledge and wisdom. Okay? Now what she said that she did, and just you could correct me, she what she did, she mentioned earlier where she said in the past you could go on YouTube and learn. Mm-hmm. She also said that she was being mentored because she started listening to other people who align with her brand of Christianity, how she wants to show up in purpose. And also, guys, right, Trish and I are both coaches. There will be people who identify with Trish who need that very, very gentleness. And by the way, I gentle with my clients, believe it or not, I'm very gentle. But I also have clients who they know, listen, Stanley sent me this piece of assignment. 11:59, I messaging them, hey, listen, you say you was going to do this. But this thing is, I don't go to my bed, man, what happened? Or, hey, listen, this dude ain't into you. I ain't got time to play with them. That is, but that's two different set of people. And
mind you,
okay.
I'd be transparent with them too, but it's just
it's
the
okay.
way of saying it. Yeah.
So, and see, and clearly not everyone could take me. And yeah. I don't want to say I don't care because I care about people. But I understand too.
That's you.
Right. Yeah. I understand. This is what God put me to. My name is Stan. Yeah.
Oh.
You hear what my name is? Stan.
Yeah.
When I came in here for the first time, we have spoken on the phone a lot. Mm-hmm. When you saw me, what's one of the first things you said?
My God, you tall.
Yeah.
I said, you're so tall, woman.
And I get that all the time. Like, when people see me, that's the first thing they always say is like, I didn't realize you were like this tall. You're like an Amazon. Yeah. Which means that if I did ball up in the corner, you still was going to say, well, who that is over there? You got to own your stuff. And not only that, like she said, I'm saying, because she said when she said, oh, don't do the tickles and all like that. There will be people who will align with some people, not you. And there will be some people who will align with you and know that that is okay. Because
okay.
guess what? You also did not come for everyone. Okay? The people who don't align with you, they are not your clients.
Come on.
They're not your clients. And I have no, and even with, what I, on the break, I was like, well, Trishawn, listen, when these people come and da-da-da, child, like I refer them to you. Because that's her people. They are my people. So don't be afraid to, guys, to know it's not your people. And one part of finding out your purpose is through your personality too.
Yes.
That's a big part. I always tell my clients, I say, child, you all is paying me to talk to you all about it. I understand this. But guess what?
That's your lane.
But I'll tell you this too. They love me for it.
That's good. And if remember now, one of the first things I said when you asked me, what is your lane?
Yeah,
your
that's
lane
my lane,
is the,
man.
For the people who have been called specifically to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. And then Trishawn also talked about praying. She mentioned praying, guys, because this is how you get past the fear. She talked about praying for wisdom. And she also, this was interesting, she prayed against what was coming up against her.
Mm.
That's powerful. So she did it two ways. She prayed for the thing that she wanted, the wisdom, the knowledge. But she also prayed against the enemy, against what was coming up and stopping her.
Offense and defense.
Yes. That's a good player, boy. Yes. That's a coach. Yes. She also said that she spoke positively. She spoke it into existence.
That part.
Just like now, see, she didn't mention this little Bible thing, and I know I'm going to mess it up. So, see, that's why I had the little, see, I got my little back book here. And where I did put, hold on, I did write it somewhere. Where I got this. I had to remember. To ask Trishawn for the Bible voice, because I say, I don't want to shame myself today, because see, the wise woman know when they know everything. Now, which one that was, and I know I can mess it up, man.
But,
you don't have all kind of joke off me anyway.
Oh.
It was either, was it Samuel, was it Joshua? Who that
what?
Was in the belly when they say, I knew you before? Who that was?
Isaiah.
Yeah. I call every name.
Hey, yeah.
Do you know the Bible verse that people could read that one?
Sorry, that's Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1 verse 5. I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, guys. So she prayed for this thing. She prayed against it. She spoke positively. And do you think that people a lot of times say negative things about themselves? That they bring it in?
Of course. Those are called word curses. All right. Everything is spiritual. All right. Just like how the Bible says life and death are in the power of our tongues, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Literally, when you speak something, it comes into fruition. It manifests. So when you speak negatively, man, I can't do this. Man, I ain't got no money. Man, I broke. And then you wonder why you can't do it. You ain't got no money and you broke because you declare it on your thing. It's called word curses. And the same way that you could, you got to stop saying things and expect it not to manifest. Everything is spiritual. God spoke, let there be. And it became. That's the creator of heaven and earth. So who are we when we say things that it doesn't manifest?
So what are some things that people can say, like, because this is a new year.
Yes.
And, you know, they're going to stay in their lane. They want to live a life on purpose and with purpose. So what are some things that they can say to even speak that into existence? Because, like I said, we assume that people know, but sometimes people just, they just don't know.
Okay. So for someone, let's say a believer, right? And this goes for even a non-believer. Because we all know that the Bible, most people know the Bible exists and it's real. All right. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's number one. So stop this can't. Stop this I can't do it. No, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have a changed mindset. What does that mean? Everything that took place in 2025 that destroyed me or that caused my mind to think otherwise, it's now changed. I have the mind of Christ. Okay? So these are the positive things that you could say concerning your mind. You can say, I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. What does that mean? So if I'm seated with him, that means everything pertaining to life and godliness belongs to me. Okay? Everything... In fact, that's another one that I said just now, belongs to me. I am with God, which means that he wants to make sure that everything that takes place in my life manifests positively for me, right? He wants a future and expected end for me. So that means that I trust him to know that I can do it.
Right.
I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm a lender, not a borrower. I got to keep on begging. I shall not lack. Okay?
That's some good stuff. That's some really good stuff.
I walk in perfect health.
Yeah. And then maybe even write it down, put it up.
You have to write it, write the vision and make it plain.
Yeah.
You have to, writing it, that's another one of my points. If you were going back into like why it's important to stay in the lane, et cetera, when you write down those things, you go back to it. You go back to your why. Why was I here? Why am I here? Why was I... I'm called to do this. What is my reason for wanting to sign up for something? I want to go back to school. Why? I want to help other people. Why? If you want to be specific, I want to be a police officer. Why? And when the reason why, you have to write down your why. I want to start this community. I want to start this outreach. I want to start. When you go back to your why, because your why, when you're writing it down, that's where the passion is. When you get all excited about the plans and all the things. It helps you. You get all excited when you're writing because all these different ideas start popping up. And then when you're in the middle of it, and all hell break loose, and you feel like the winds and the waves and stuff coming on you, and you're having all kind of different issues, you go back to the why. If you don't go back to the why, everything with what's going on around you will cause you to deflect and to move away from what purpose is. You make excuses.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You put things down. Man, I can't do this no more. Man, I giving up.
Okay.
You leave it hanging.
You mentioned, right, we talked about speaking it. Something came into my spirit just now. I'm thinking about the children. But speaking life over your children.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
me.
Sometimes I'd be ready to say some things to my daughter. But then I got to remember, you're amazing. Boy, listen, I love how you do this. You're good at this. Sometimes I think even...
Affirmations. Positive affirmations. Yeah. My children, my son is now 14. From the time he was two, God said... And they all can recite this. God said to speak affirmations over him.
Right?
I'm different. I'm special. I'm outstanding. I'm a leader. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The righteous is as bold as a lion. So I am righteous. Roar. They literally roar. I am. And he says his name, a child of God. They've been doing that. He's 14. He's been doing that every single day. Every day.
So that's a way for parents to instill children so they could get in there.
Absolutely. That's what my three kids are not. They are courageous children by God's grace. If just because they recite those things. So whenever they get in a point, like I said before, when they get in situations where they may seem nervous or anxious, hey, who are you? I am bold. I am courageous. Roar. You know, they roar before they go on the stage for their recitals and all these different things.
Yeah.
It keeps them motivated. It keeps them courageous and at a point where they're bold enough to come to do what it is that they've been called to do. It right. don't have to be naturally be, you know, in their career, because obviously they're children, but what it is that they're called to, going on the spelling bee. My son, he didn't win it, but he was in the spelling bee competition. Mm-hmm. And before going on the stage, the 14 once again, year old? Yes, mm-hmm. at that time when he was in the spelling competition, he's in seventh grade, wow. Sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And I had to keep on going over, hey, you are bold, you're courageous. You're, and I'm telling him these things. And so now I see him saying it. You know, I'm watching him speaking to himself as he's declaring these things. Right. We train them up from early, from the time they know how to speak, from the time they know, even before that, I was speaking to my children while they were in their womb as well, to right. be honest.
Yeah, me too.
Telling them who they were.
And this is very important, because if you don't do that, then the world will tell
them.
The
world will dictate. Satan will dictate. He will come into their minds and thwart it. And if we go back to dreams, then he will try to instill those things within their dreams. Hence yeah. the reason why I wrote the Children's Dream Journal.
Oh, that's amazing. So mm-hmm. it's a journal for kids.
A journal for children. Whenever they wake up, they go straight into writing out their dreams. And if they can't write it, sometimes they can't articulate it the way that they see it. They can mm-hmm. draw it. So I've already gotten responses from parents.
That's amazing.
I'm telling you, where mm-hmm. they're drawing out what they saw. Someone saw an angel. Then one child had this just black
Because they're thing. More powerful than we are.
I'm telling you, they get to see these things. They're pure. The children are pure, right? And so you get to identify that and what your child has been dreaming, because everything is spiritual, and then you shut it all the way down.
So how can persons get that book? Because that's amazing.
It's located on Amazon or mm-hmm. at All Seasons Gift and Bookstore.
That's here?
That's in, All Seasons is in Palmdale Shopping Plaza, where RBC and Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
it used to be called 100%
yes,
Bookstore.
Yes.
Yeah, that is there.
Am I old man?
Mm-hmm, that's okay. Uh-huh. And then I have some on me, because I go to different places too when I do speak, and then I get
on Amazon, what do they put in?
Look at my book. I brought it.
That's good.
they look for the Children's Dream Journal from Coach Trishana, and it was forwarded by Pastor Kevin
this
L.A.
is amazing,
Ewing
guys.
From Freeport.
Oh, this is good, y'all. Oh my God, this is amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
I am impressed. Seriously, this is good. Okay, I'm reading Pastor Ewan.
No, but let me tell you, just scan through it. Yeah, so I bought it so you can have an example. So within that book, it has a few, you see where you could write?
Yeah, y'all, no, seriously, now, this is really good.
Yeah.
And guess what now? This, because at the beginning, it's a journal, but at the beginning, it gives like...
symbols.
So it's like a dream book. Where it tells you like...
dream symbols, just in case. So those are, what I did was I researched some of the... symbols that most children within this particular age bracket dream about.
Wait, what's the name again? So persons can.
Yes, it's Children's Dream Journal.
Okay, Trishan, so y'all heard that. So you can get it either mm-hmm. on Amazon or give me the name
all
of the bookstore, because I can call it 100%.
Behaviors will know it as 100% bookstore, but no, it is called All Seasons Gift and Bookstore.
And if you can't remember
Book and Gift Center,
the name of the book, you're definitely going to remember her name. So just go on and ask for books by Trishana.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Children's Dream Journal, because there's no other dream journal for children in the Bahamas.
Okay.
I could probably, by God, humbly, I wouldn't say proudly, some people think, you know, say that by God's grace at the moment. Leave me alone, man. Okay, fine. You're right. I'm not going to be like Stania. I'm going to be like Trishan. And that Trishan is going to stay in her lane, and I love it. I love it here.
I hold in my head, y'all.
Can I share why it's important?
Go on, man.
I want to share why it's important to stay in your lane, because I came here with a purpose. Staying in your lane protects your peace, your purpose, and your productivity, okay? When you step out of your lane, you experience burnout. You notice that? When you trying to do something else what somebody else is doing, when you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing, you you experience burnout. You start comparing yourself to others. You operate without grace or effectiveness because you're burdened, you're heavy laden. You wonder why we complain about doctors and nurses who ain't doing their job. In most cases, they just sign up because they need a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Or you mean, or even and be all over the place over here.
They disgruntled.
You do, and
they all over the place.
Yeah,
like you need to know what you call for. Know how to stay in your lane, why it's important, so that you can move in confidence, so that you can stop chasing. And I wouldn't say, I hate to say wasting time, but chasing things and not utilizing the time effectively where you can actually be focusing on the very same, the thing that God has called you for.
Yes. Okay, guys, we have like 2 minutes left. But yeah, she's right. She's right. When you don't stay in your lane, like I said at the beginning of the show, it means that you're not minding your business. Mm. And as a matter of fact, you are in other people's business and you are in God's business when you're not in your business. And sometimes, right, we're busy being, God's people's business looks, well, that's an obvious one. But sometimes you got to leave some people alone too, not show up, not do things, get out their business, because sometimes God working on these people.
Mm-hmm.
And you interfering. Sometimes God is trying to teach them something. Sometimes they actually need to go through the heartache and the hardship because God is trying to fine-tune them, or life is trying to fine-tune them, or however you want to do say it. But you interfering means that now you're getting in God's business. And anytime, guys, that you are in other people's business and God's business, it means that there's a vacancy in your own business. You're not doing the things that you were created to do. There's so many people right now who's listening to me. And as I started, again, with this thing I check in for Trishawn, there are so many people who have not started their business because they have been busy building other people's business. And that's not to say you cannot assist or help, but you have to focus. You have to be selfish. Selfish means that you have to focus on what it is that you need to do. And mind you, you might say, oh, well, maybe I'm supposed to help people. And maybe that is so. But Trishawn mentioned it. If you feel burnout, then that's a clue. If you more angry, upset, that's a clue that you're not in your own lane. So as we are in 2026, it is now time, guys, for you to focus on yourself and do what you need to do. Like how I can go focus on my ebook and my book. Y'all think I've missed that day. Uh-huh. But you need to focus on yourself, guys. All fun and jokes aside.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay in your own lane. There are people out here who commenting on other people's marriage and their marriage in shambles.
Come on.
If you focus on your marriage instead of other people's marriage, you may have a good marriage. Stay in your own lane. You here talking about other people's children and your children running rampant.
Come on.
Stay in your own lane. You worrying about the co-worker, you worrying about the boss, but you goofing off too. Stay in your own lane. Do the work that God has called you to do. Do the work that is in your heart and soul that you know that must be done, but you have been afraid to do. It is 2026. So many people lost their lives. I'm telling you, listen, I had a funeral. This is why I didn't respond to you yesterday, because I had a funeral for my mom's sister. My aunt died, and I had a funeral yesterday. And while we doing the day before, while we to the doing the funeral viewing, my other aunt died. So listen, life is short. We are here for a short period of time. We are here to do the work. We are here, and if you are here, it means that you have purpose. I ain't got to go through the physicalities or how you was made. But if you are here, it means that you have purpose. You may think that it is small, but everything is connected. We all of us have a purpose to serve. We serve in different ways. But we are all here to be of service. And so that is what this show today is about. Get your hip. Okay, she cringing right now. Get your hip. But I happy you here because you know that other thing you guys work on with me. I know how you could do that, gal. You know what I'm talking about? The other thing to the other S word.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, I know you can do that today, but this is good.
Yeah.
But get your hip out of other people's lane and get your hip in your own lane.
Go and yawns.
We're going to end here. Hi, Miss Dorset. I didn't see Miss Dorset to the funeral, and Miss Dorset had jokes off of me. She said she liked to listen to my show and liked when I say I am she and she's me. So, hi, Miss Dorset. Hey. Anyway, I'm out of here. And if y'all think that I, Stanya Omeka Davis, is going to be shrinking in 2026 or watering it down, y'all got something coming. I just going to turn it up. So anyway, guys, I'll see y'all next week. I'm going out to lunch with my other family. Hi, I'm Annie Avia Dem. I love y'all. See y'all in an hour. I'm gone.
Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app.